This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up for a food drive. And it's going to be done with the Lenawee County Association of Realtors. And I'd like to introduce to the program, on the program here with me is Danielle Stepp. And Danielle, it's so good to have you with us.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
And Roletta Sanchez, thank you for coming as well.
Thank you for having us.
First off, before we get to the actual event of the food drive that's coming up, let's talk about the association. What is the Lenawee County Association of Realtors all about, Danielle?
So our association is made up of local realtors and local affiliates. So banks, title companies, inspectors, a lot of the people you're going to see in a transaction. We all work together to support our local community.
Yeah. And that's the main thing is that you're here too. Give back and support the community, right, Roletta?
Yes, we are your local realtors. We are the local association, and we want to help our local community.
And, you know, this, what is coming up is going to be something that you're going to be doing, giving back to the community for sure. The association, though, really goes from, like you mentioned, Danielle, is that goes from the realtor to those that are associated with the industry too, right?
Yes. We all work together on transactions. So we all also come together with the association. We have our ethics. We have professional development. There's all sorts of ways that we all work together to better real estate in our community, make sure that people are following guidelines, teaching professional services. It all works together. Through Lenawee County Association of Realtors, we are also members of Michigan Realtors and the National Association of Realtors.
Okay. So, I mean, there's really a lot of, you know, backing to what
there
you
is.
Do, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a nice thing about the fact that as an association here in Lenawee County, you want to give back to the community. So let's talk about the fact that you're going to be having a food drive. Where did the idea for this come about, Roletta?
I think I was thinking about things that were going on in the country and obviously affecting our local community, and we just wanted a way to give back during the holidays. Things are always tough, I feel like, for a lot of people during the holidays, and we wanted to be able to give back and maybe lessen some of the worry for people. So we came up with the idea of using our resources. As realtors, we do know a lot of people, and we interact with a lot of people in the community on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So we thought to use our knowledge and our experience and the people that we know to bring together and do a food drive to fill our local pantries. And so it was something that we kind of were brainstorming on, and then it just took off, and here we are.
And I like the phrase that you're using for this too, Roletta.
Yes, supporting our neighbors beyond the closing table, because that's really what it is. It's not just about us being realtors and selling homes to our community. It's going past that and helping and supporting them beyond that.
So, Danielle, when is this food drive going to happen?
So, right now we do have boxes in local offices, but our main event is going to be November 22nd. We'll be in the Adrian Marr parking lot with a big car hauler, and we're going to try to fill it up between 10 and 4. We're hoping the community will help us, and we'll get that filled up and then take it to the pantries to distribute.
So what type of things are you looking for people to donate then, Roletta?
Non-perishable items, canned goods, obviously things, anything that we get, we hope, you know, not expired items. We need things that are going to be, they're going to be shelf stable.
Right.
For our pantries.
Are you looking also for gift cards, possibly?
Gift cards, we'll take cash donations. This is supporting the Daily Bread, Fishes and Loaves, and the Salvation Army. So we'll be able to split those between the three of them. And they all accept gift cards, cash donations, or the non-perishable items.
So that's a big thing, Roletta, that this is going to be staying right here in Lenawee County.
It's all going to be staying right here to our people in this community.
Yeah. So what type of, you're looking at the non-perishable items. So like you mentioned before, Roletta, is that something that is going to be you know, shelf stable and that nothing's expired. You know, don't get something that's going to be expiring within the next couple of weeks or in the next month or so.
Yes, we want to be able to make sure that, that these pantries, you know, through the cold months, you know, and when things are getting tough and heat bills are going up, that we'll have a good amount of things that can stay on the shelf, that stay fresh and good for them to through the cold months when things are tough.
So when you're looking at gift cards, are you looking at just food cards or what, Danielle? Or and Roletto?
Food cards.
I feel like we could probably even do maybe some of like food cards, like as restaurant cards, if we needed to get them out to families.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's something I feel like any kind of food item for a gift card, like, you know, we can do pizza, you could do McDonald's, you could do, you know, I know a lot of places during the holidays run specials on gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
So we could do, you know, gift cards to restaurants because it's all going to go to people that need it. So if they need a hot meal, then they can use that gift card and call in a meal and go pick it up.
That's right. So the thing is, you know, like you mentioned before with things that have been going on recently here in the country, but also affects people locally.
Absolutely.
As well. And then, of course, with the holidays coming up, it means so much more, too, doesn't it?
Yes,
it does.
Yeah,
it does. And that's why we wanted to do this before Thanksgiving, to do as much as we could right now. We didn't want to make it longer and then miss Thanksgiving. We're hoping that everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice where the Christmas holiday, but, you know, let's not overlook Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Because that's such a big time, too, for people.
Yes.
And to be able to provide for their families as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is going to be happening when and where again?
It'll be November 22nd in the mall parking lot. We'll be at the end towards Buffalo Wild Wings.
Over where the Civitan Christmas tree lot is.
Oh, okay.
Is where we'll be set up.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be there from 10 to 4.
Okay. And that's going to be on a Saturday, November
22nd. Correct.
All right.
Yep.
So we're going to be filling up that truck, and let's fill up that truck.
Yes.
we're excited.
We're really hoping to fill it. We really want to fill it. That's our goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do want to mention all our sponsors real quick.
Yes, please.
Because we had some wonderful sponsors to help us kick this off. Blue Point Title Agency, County National Bank, Foundation Realty, Lenco Credit Union, The Mortgage Team, Old National Bank, and TLC Community Credit Union. And then Hannah's Hawaiian Shaved Ice is letting us use her big trailer to fill.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's excellent. Again, great collaboration.
It is. It is. And all of these sponsors jumped right on it when we approached them. Like, they were all in. They're all in on their communities, and that's what makes something like this so great.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, hopefully that everybody will be able to participate. This is going to be a great day to be able to do it, especially on a Saturday and during those hours that, you know, the majority of people will be having the day off to be able to help out. They can go out and do their shopping and then come by and drop off the items at the truck there at that location then.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
Yep. Well, I'm sure. And, you know, Lenawee County is such a special county, as evident of our past Think of It program, where we again surpassed our goal. And, you know, Lenawee County does great in order to take care of people right here in Lenawee County.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great to have organizations like yourself to be able to wanting to give back to the community as well, too, to help out. So thank you so much for what you're doing as well.
Absolutely.
Danielle Stepp and Roletta Sanchez, thank you so much for being on the program and much success on the food drive on Saturday, November the 22nd.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.